I think we're going to be in Afghanistan for a long time. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. We're going to show Russia, Britain, and Alexander the Great how it's done. That's what you're hearing. But there's something you're not hearing.
How are we going to pay for all this?
Back in 2002, in the Iraq debate, then-Senator Joe Biden warned that even when national security is at stake, cost matters.
We will do what we have to do to protect our national security, but let's not kid ourselves that it can come down to cost-free, without trade-offs, and without setting priorities.
Over the summer, at tea parties and town halls, millions of ordinary Americans also made it clear cost matters.
We fight against taxes, bloated spending, to restrain government power.
They made the point that even something as important as preventing Great Depression 2.0 has to obey the bottom line.
We must be responsible with our money for future generations.
Yet the Tea Parties never mentioned Afghanistan, even though future generations will have to pay for that just as surely as they'll have to pay for the bailouts. At least the bailouts kept the ATMs working. In Afghanistan, after spending about $228 billion, to say nothing of the human cost, the top general says we're at the point of losing. We're back at the old Vietnam crossroads. Barack Obama, will he do what Martin Luther King would have done, or what Lyndon Johnson did and forever regretted?
I can't get out. I just can't be the architect of surrender.
They'll forgive you for everything except being weak.
Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.